And now here is part two of Bartholomew and the Oobleck by Dr. Seuss. All night the magicians did. All night they walked circles round their magic fire, making magic mumbling with their clucking tongues.
Oh, snow and rain are not enough. Oh, we must make some brand new stuff. So feed the fire with wet mouse hair. Burn an onion. Burn a chair. Burn a whisker from your chin. And burn a long, sour lizard skin. Burn yellow twigs and burn red rust. And burn a stocking full of dust. Make magic smoke green, thick, and hot. It sure smells dreadful, does it not? That means the smoke is now just right. So quick, before the day gets light. Go, magic smoke, go high, go high. Go rise into the kingdom's sky. Go make the Oobleck tumble down on every street, in every town. Oh, make the wondrous Oobleck fall. Oh, bring down Oobleck on us all.
Dawn was just breaking, and Bartholomew was still standing, trembling, watching at the bedchamber window. But now, as the sun rose, Bartholomew smiled. Those silly magicians hadn't done a thing. Then, suddenly, Bartholomew Cubbins stopped smiling. Was he seeing things? No, there was something strange up there in the sky. At first, it seemed like a little greenish cloud, just a wisp of greenish steam. But now it was coming lower. Closer, down toward the fields and farms and houses of the sleeping little kingdom. It was swirling around the topmost turrets of the palace. Tiny little greenish specks were shimmering in the air right over his head. Queer little greenish blobs, just about the size of grape seeds. He stretched out his hand. He started to catch one. Then he pulled his hand back. There was something frightening about those blobs. Bartholomew slammed the window shut.
"Wake up, your majesty," he shouted. "Your Oobleck, it's falling."
The king sprang out of his royal bedsheets.
"By my royal whiskers, it is," he cried. "Oh, that beautiful Oobleck, and it's mine, all mine."
"I don't like the looks of those blobs, sire," said Bartholomew. "They're coming down now as big as greenish peanuts."
"The bigger the better," laughed the king. "Oh, what a glorious day. I'm going to make it a holiday. I want every man, woman, and child in my kingdom to go out and dance in my glorious Oobleck."
"Out in that stuff?" asked Bartholomew. "Do you really think it's safe, sire?"
"Stop asking foolish questions," snapped the king. "Boy, you run to my royal bell tower. Wake my royal bell ringer. Tell him to ring the great holiday bell."
For a moment, Bartholomew Cubbins didn't move.
"Run!" barked the king.
Bartholomew ran. Across the sleeping palace, Bartholomew ran. Then up the ladder of the high bell tower, he climbed to the bell ringer's little cubbyhole in the belfry. "Ring your bell," he called. "His Majesty the King proclaims today a holiday." The old man crawled out of his cot. He grabbed the bell rope.
"What's the holiday for, Bartholomew?"
"You'll find out soon enough," said Bartholomew. The bell ringer yanked the rope. Nothing happened. He yanked it harder. Still nothing happened.
"Hey, what's wrong with my bell?" he murmured.
"I better take a look outside." He poked his head out through the little trap door.
Merciful gracious, he gulped. What is that? All over my bell like greenish molasses.
Not only your bell, Bartholomew cried. Look at that poor robin down there in that tree. She's stuck to her nest. She can't move a wing. That oobleck's gooey. It's gummy. It's like glue.
Oh, the bell ringer wrung his hands. If that green stuff sticks up robins, it'll stick up people, too.
Someone's got to warn the people, cried Bartholomew. Gotta wake them and warn them to stay inside their houses. I'll tell the royal trumpeter, he shouted. He turned and slid like lightning down the bell tower ladder. To the trumpeter's tower raced Bartholomew Cubbins, and on up the stairs, four stairs at a time. As he ran, he could hear the plop, plop of the oobleck on the window panes. It was pelting against the palace walls, as big as greenish cupcakes now. He yanked the covers off the snoring trumpeter. He shoved his cold trumpet right into his sleepy hands. Get up! Warn the people! Blow the alarm!
Alarm? Yawned the trumpeter.
Then his eyes saw the oobleck. Those green things, Bartholomew, where'd they come from?
The king, panted Bartholomew. His royal magicians made them.
The royal trumpeter leapt from his bed. That king of ours should be ashamed. He jabbed his trumpet out of the window. I'll blow, he shouted, the loudest alarm that's ever been heard in the kingdom of Did. But all the royal trumpeter blew was a gloom.
My horn, he gulped.
One of those green things flew inside it. He tried to blow it out. He couldn't blow it out. He tried to shake it out. He couldn't shake it out.
I'll get it somehow, he yelled. I'll pull it out.
No, shouted Bartholomew. Don't you touch it. The trumpeter's hand was already in it. His fingers grabbed hold of the lump of oobleck. He could feel it squiggle around in his fist like a slippery potato dumpling made of rubber. He pulled with all his might. The oobleck began to stretch. Then, gloing, the oobleck snapped back inside the trumpet. It yanked his arm back with it right up to the elbow.
I can't wiggle a finger, the trumpeter wailed. Oh, Bartholomew, what'll I do?
I don't know, and I hate to leave you stuck to your horn, but if you can't warn the people of the kingdom, I've got to find someone who can. Out of the room and down the stairs raced Bartholomew Cubbins, down to the chamber of the captain of the guards. The captain was humming in front of his mirror, combing the ends of his handsome mustache.
Captain, do something, shouted Bartholomew.
Do something? Why? Smiled the captain. What's wrong?
Captain, haven't you seen the dreadful oobleck? It's coming down now as big as greenish baseballs.
Oh, that stuff, laughed the captain. What's so dreadful about that, lad? You know, I think it's rather pretty.
Captain, pleaded Bartholomew, it's dangerous.
Nonsense, snorted the captain. Lad, are you trying to frighten me?
Captains, my boy, are afraid of nothing. That stuff's harmless. I'll show you. I'll eat some.
Eat some? Gasped Bartholomew. Oh, no!
But before Bartholomew could stop him, the captain was leaning out his window, scooping up some oobleck on the end of his sword.
Don't, Captain! Don't!
The captain did. By the time Bartholomew dragged him back inside the room, his mouth was glued tight shut with Ublek. He tried to speak, but no words came out. All the noble captain of the guards could do was blow a lot of little sticky greenish bubbles. "Forgive me for leaving you, Captain," said Bartholomew, "but a captain full of bubbles is no help at all." Bartholomew stretched the poor man out. He left him there on his chamber floor. Bartholomew went tearing through the zigzag palace hallways. "I'll get the king's horse. I'll ride through the country. I'll warn the people of the kingdom myself." He pushed open the door that led to the royal stables. And I'm going to stop part two right there.